Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1584. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe, the Leif Ben Rabban Zisa, Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe, and the Refuah Shalema, Sarah Bas Fegaliba. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we, of course, going through the halachas in Muksa, of Muksa, Machmas, Chasar, and Kiss, trying to go through as many examples as possible, ins and outs. We're explaining as we go down the road. So something we spoke about a while back, one of the shiurim, and I just wanted to bring an example that was brought to my attention, interesting example, but Lamai said that it's something that we did speak about, but the concept is there. And that is, if you have, we know in general, Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kiss, most of the time it would be something that's Kli, that's an Isser, Kli Shemalachta L'Isser, meaning, what do we mean by Kli Shemalachta L'Isser? I just want to explain that part also. It's something that somebody does, a Isser with, on during the week, right? Let's say a computer, right? You're not allowed to use a computer on Shabbos, so nobody in their right mind is using the computer on Shabbos, right? Or a laptop. Let's say I have a laptop that I have all my business chesbonus on there, the calculation, so it's very precious to me. Obviously, if something happens to that, I lose all the numbers, all the books and everything, so obviously I don't want anybody touching that. It's going to be set aside. I don't want the kids playing with, obviously, all the different type of things, even during the week. So that would be chaser and kiss, but that's what we call a kli shemalachta le'iser. But it for meaning that during the week I do something with it that's also to do on Shabbos. I don't use it on Shabbos, right? That's the point over here. But still, since it's so precious and all that, so besides the fact being Muksa Klisha Malachta Le'iser, which is one category of Muksa, it falls under Chasar and Kiss, which is a stronger category of Muksa. Now, so that's as far as klisha malachta l'iser, right? Let's say somebody has a camera. Another example was brought to my attention. Also, was brought up somebody has a camera, expensive camera that they use, right? These type of things. So during the week, it's really klisha malachta l'iser. It's something that's used to take pictures, which can be done on Shabbos. So, but it's used for that malacha during the week, right? It's used for something that's also during the week. Now, so but it's very precious because this camera is worth, I don't know how many, a couple of thousand dollars, whatever the case. So I'm very careful. Nobody should touch it, move it, whatever. Okay, fine. So during the week, and thereby it becomes Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kiss on Shabbos. Now that's as far as Klisha Malachta L'Iser, but we have also Klisha Malachta L'Heter, which we spoke about. In other words, there's a category, then there's sort of like a subcategory, or it's sort of like a connection running on a parallel line. It runs down the same track on side by side, sort of. Klisha Malachta L'Iser and Chasar and Kiss, sort of, whereby it could be both. Or it could be one, right? What would be one? If I have a regular little radio that, whatever, yeah, I'm not a regular little radio that's a very cheap thing. It's nothing that I'm really interested in. Once in a while I'll use it. It's not precious to me at all. If the kids play with it, the kids play with it during the week, right? During the week, the kids play with it. So that would be klisha malachta le'iser, right? But that would not be chasar and kiss because it's not so precious to me. So again, those guidelines are much easier. If it's klisha malachta le'iser and not chasar and kiss, so then one will be allowed to move it if it's in their place. It's in the place where I have to eat, so you will be allowed to move it even with your hands. That radio, for example. Okay. So now, but when we have klisha malachta le'heter, something that's allowed to be moved, for example, let's say clothing, a becher, fork, knife, these are all fall under the category kli shemalachta l'heter, a dish, right? My dish, my soup dish, these are things that are allowed to move. Obviously, we use it on Shabbos, okay? But we spoke about a while back that if these things are on such a level, even though it's precious to you, you still are allowed to use it. I have a becher that's very expensive, but it's very precious to me and this and that, but I use it on Shabbos. This is my Yom Tov becher, is my Shabbos becher, so it's okay to move because this is what I use. But then you have another level. Again, you have another level, which is I have a becher that's so sentimental to me, nobody's going to touch. I don't want anybody moving it, touching it, whatever. Fine, it's set aside. Then they have a third type, of klisha malachta l'heter, which is somebody has a store. Let's say somebody has in their basement, they sell dishes. They sell the dishes, they sell cutlery, right? Or even they sell clothing, possibly. These are all things that are klisha malachta l'heter that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, right? I'm allowed to move my shirt, I'm allowed to move my skirt on Shabbos. What's the problem? But if it's in the basement, let's say, and it's set aside, then I have a store. Let's say, right, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I open the store and people come and buy. So these dishes, these forks, knives, whatever is set aside. I don't want anybody touching. touching with them, have to sell them. If they get ruined, they get scratched, nobody's going to buy them. I'm going to lose a lot of money. It's not so much the fact that they're very precious. The dish might cost $20, whatever. You know, the cutlery set might cost the $45, which is not a major deal, which is not a major amount of money. It's not something that's so precious. But since it's my store, it's downstairs, and if something gets ruined, right, if the kids go and play there and they get the dishes will get scratches, and the cutlery and the forks and knives, spoons, whatever I'm selling over there will get scratched, will get dirty, whatever, I won't be able to sell it. I'm going to lose money. So therefore, that would also, all that, even though it's something that's allowed to be technically, quote-unquote, moved, right? It's a klishim lachta leheter. It's used for heter during the week, right? When I eat, that's nothing wrong with eating during the week, nothing wrong with eating during on Shabbos, nothing wrong with using a fork during the week, nothing wrong with using a fork on Shabbos. It's used for heter during the week and on Shabbos, so it's klishim lachta leheter. But since it's part of my store, and even though it's not expensive, but I don't want anything happening to all these things, these clothing, the dishes, the cutlery, whatever, because then I won't be able to sell it or get the right amount of money. So therefore, the room is locked and I don't let kids go in there. I don't want anybody playing with them. So all those things would fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chaser and kis, and they would be muksa, and not just muksa, but they would be muksa as far as chaser and kis goes. Even though these are things which are allowed to be used. So that's an important point to keep in mind. So just like this, if somebody needs, well, you have guests and, in general, I'll go downstairs and get a fork, a knife or whatever, an extra fork. You're not supposed to do that. Unless somebody set it aside before Shabbos. If you take it and set it aside before Shabbos, that's fine. Right? If I go down, let's say Friday, and I take a few knives or forks or whatever, and I put it on the side, in case I need, I'll use these. If I could sell it, good. In case not, if I want to use it, I use it. So they take it out of the chaser and kis because if I want to use it, I could use it. That's it. If I need it, I'll put it. It's here on the side, and I'm going to use it. But the other ones, which are set aside for being sold, and I didn't have anything in mind before Shabbos, you can't just go downstairs and take. Well, I need a fork. I'll take from those forks. I'll take from those dishes. I need a soup dish. I'll take from those soup dishes that are set aside, and I didn't have in mind. I did not have in mind before Shabbos to use it. Possibly on Shabbos. It's set aside. I'm selling it. I don't want anything happening to it. That's it. Now, and then I didn't think about it before Shabbos. Now it comes on Shabbos. I want to use it. So that would be taka chasar and kis, and I would not be allowed to use it, right? We say, once it becomes muksa on Ben Hashmashes, it stays muksa the whole Shabbos. You can't just go ahead and change the status on these things in the middle. So that, something like that, I need the dish, and I didn't have it in mind beforehand. Now I want to go take it out of the basement, whatever, that would all be muksa machmas chasar and kis, and one would not be allowed to use it even in time of need, unless they taka, set it aside before Shabbos, saying, well, these dishes I'm going to use, or I might use, or whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.